Today's program was brought to you by the Wisconsin Cheese Cupid Pairing App, available on Android and Apple devices.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and you should feel free to send your questions about cleaning or anything else, I guess, to joliecare@gmail.com. My guest today is RACT Nationals' Meredith Haggerty. Hi, Mayor.
Hi.
Welcome back to the studio, Mayor.
Thank you.
Meredith is the reports editor at RACT National, where she oversees, among other things, my column for RACT National about fashionable messes, which is called Outdamned Spot. She joins me again in the studio today to talk about this week's column, which is our post-Valentine's Day cleanup. Mm-hmm.
Very special
column. I do one every year, and I challenge myself to find a new set of topics.
And you did.
And indeed, we did come up with a new set of topics. This week's column is all about sex toys. Yes. Yeah. So hope you all had a great Valentine's Day. Maybe some of you single gals or more adventurous gals and guys need to do a little cleaning up of your sex toys.
I have to say, I feel like your theme music has never felt more appropriate than this week.
It is a little porny, isn't
it? I was listening to it and I was like, sex toys. Yeah.
I never really thought, I have sort of a complicated relationship to the theme music of this show. But yeah, it's now that I'm thinking about it as being porny, I dig it more. I feel like it's more of a fit.
It's a very clean person. How to get not so dirty.
Very, very dirty advice to give.
Yeah.
We have a new engineer today. Hi, David. Welcome to HRN. I had to warn poor David like several times about
happy
this
first show.
Yeah, happy first Ask a Clean Person.
We're
going to be working blue today. So David has promised me that he will not be too shocked. Maybe he will.
I think it'll be okay. Yeah, we'll get through it together.
We'll do our best to shock you.
Yeah. We are.
Nah, probably not.
So listen, you guys, there's a lot to say about cleaning sex toys. Mm-hmm. There is a lot to say. And we're going to say a lot of it. So here's what we're going to do. In the first segment, I'm going to talk a little bit about, and I'm going to not be schoolmarmy about this, but I'm going to be maybe a little bit serious.
I mean, if you're too schoolmarmy, people might, you know, think about you while using them. Just like, lay down the law, Jolie. Tell them what to do.
You know, it's occurring.
Am I ruining this for you?
You're like hurting me in so many places. It's occurring to me that all of those fanboys from Deadspin.
Mm-hmm. This is it.
Who are like coming up with Jolie Kerr tribute bands, or maybe also coming up with like Jolie Kerr sex
other fantasies. Kinds of tributes. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Queerly flattered. But and you know what? Have at it. I'm aging, so I'm just like, I'll take what I can get at this point.
I do, yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna get a little bit serious about the cleaning of sex toys. But only for a little bit. And then we're going to talk about like all the different kinds of materials that sex toys come in, because it is a crazy variety.
I learned some new ones from your column this week.
I bet you did.
I did not know some of these things that we will get to.
Pyrex.
Stone.
Yeah, stone. Seems cold.
Pyrex, yeah. Stone. No, like caveman sex toys. It's like Flintstone
style.
It's
like the paleo dildo.
You're like, oh, I can't. Yeah, I'm not conserving any gluten or in my vagina. Yeah.
So we're going to talk about all those materials and how you clean toys of different materials. Then we're going to take some questions, and mm-hmm. that's going to be real fun. So let's get the serious stuff out of the way. Here's the thing about cleaning sex toys. One, yeah, you should clean your sex toys because of the general squick factor, right?
Yes. Yeah. Gross.
Okay, there's another important factor to it, and that is the sexual health factor. So here's where we have to get a little bit serious. We have to talk about our sexual health. This is true whether you're using the toys only solo. It's especially true if you're using them with a partner.
Yeah.
And it's especially true if you're using toys with a non-exclusive partner. And
which
I would
probably don't do that, though. Like, buy different toys. But I guess nobody's made of money. You're not made of sex toys.
Yeah.
That was rude of me. I'm sorry. That
no, was no, no. That's okay. I mean, I feel like that's a very natural reaction to have. And part of the cool thing about the show is that we get to be, what is my term, conversational and freelancing that I always like to use for it. So, and like so we get to say these things and kind of backtrack and go, oh, wait, no, I don't. Wait, let me think about that a little bit more.
I feel like I remember from like a Dan Savage I read in high school that he told people you should get different sex toys for different partners. But that might not be true. And I don't want to misquote Dan Savage.
Okay.
Well, from 15 years ago. I feel like I'm nailing it.
Okay, so the sexual health thing is important. So that's why you want to clean your toys. And there's one other factor that there is a subset of toys, materials that toys are often made of that we're going to talk about that are porous. Whenever you have a porous toy, even if you have cleaned it, it can still transmit bacteria and STDs. So if you are using a toy that is made out of a porous material with a partner, especially with a non-exclusive partner, you must always use a condom with that toy.
What are some non-porous materials?
We're going to get right into that.
Okay.
Actually, I save them for the end of this. Okay. Let's go through the... Okay, so serious...
So just hold that condom and wait until the end of the episode.
Yes. Maybe make a balloon out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's okay, serious talk is done. Mm-hmm. There's my sexual health. Oh, and, you know, here's the thing. Like, let's get real and mm-hmm.
We'll get into it.
A little gross here. Yeah. Here's the thing. If you're using them only for yourself, you might be like, oh, whatever, it's my... I literally was about to say juices and then stop myself and then went ahead and said it anyway. Woo!
Glad the serious part is over.
If you use a dirty toy on yourself, even if it's your own dirtiness, not that your vagina's not dirty, ladies. Mm-hmm. It's self-cleaning. In fact, it's very clean. But you know what I mean when I say that. Like yeast infections, guys? Ooh. Yeah, you're going to probably get a yeast infection from that. So, yeah, don't wash your toys. Wash your toys. It's very easy. Okay, let's talk about how. Let's talk about materials. Common materials. Mm-hmm. Probably two most common types you're going to find. Motorized silicone or motorized stainless steel.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's how you're going to clean them. It's so easy. So easy. You're going to get like a damp washcloth clean. Or like a rag, like an old t-shirt would be great for this, but just an old sock. Well, I mean, let's get
unless
the
you're
socks
using that for something
right
else. Yeah.
Why can't the ladies use socks for their sexual pleasure?
Yeah,
too?
This is a great equalizer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The sock collection. Mm-hmm. Use a clean one, please. You are going to dampen that cloth. You're going to put a little bit of mild soap on it. Something like baby shampoo would be great. A small amount of dish soap would be great. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A free and clear laundry detergent.
Perfect.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. You're going to get it sudsy. You're just going to wipe the toy off. Then you're going to rinse the rag of all the suds and you're going to wipe the toy a few times with a clean, wet rag. That's all. What you don't want to do is you don't ever want to submerge a motorized silicone or stainless steel in water. Mm-hmm. Unless it is explicitly waterproof and explicitly says on the manufacturer instructions that you can submerge it. So that's something you just want to be aware of. Last thing is after you've cleaned it, you want to dry it completely. So don't like stick it in the drying rack to like drip dry. Like get a dry cloth and dry it off right away completely and then store it. So there you go. That's probably the most common. Probably next most common type are the non-motorized silicone or stainless steel. Mm-hmm. You clean them the same as above. However, because they're non-motorized, mm-hmm. if you need to deep clean them or you just want to deep clean them because it makes you feel better about things, you can boil them for 10 minutes. Just boil them in water.
Crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, totally crazy.
Like, what are you cooking in there?
Yeah. My dildos. Dildo soup.
Just a bunch of butt plugs. Yeah.
Yeah. So... the other thing you can do is you can put them in the dishwasher. And there are pictures on the internet. If you feel brave, maybe don't try this at work, mm-hmm. but if you feel brave and you want to do this, you can Google dildos dishwasher and you'll see pictures of like a full like rack. Which is like always great.
That's
and awesome. So very amusing. And look, there are some couples or individuals, but oftentimes couples or thruples, who use a lot of toys. Toys are a big part of a lot of people's sex lives. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you've got a whole load of them, let's throw them in the dishwasher. Why not?
And you're lucky enough to have a dishwasher.
Yeah, and you're lucky enough to have a dishwasher. So here are the two things that you have to know about the dishwasher.
Then you have everything, basically.
You have everything in life. Yeah. You have a dishwasher.
Can we have it all?
And
it's
full of dildos.
Yeah.
Okay, two very important things about using the dishwasher. First thing, only put the toys on the top rack. The heating element of most dishwashers is on the bottom, mm-hmm. and it's going to be too hot for toys. So top rack only, and don't use dish soap.
Oh.
Don't put the soap in. Well, you want to run the cycle because this way that they're going to get clean is through the steam.
Oh, okay.
It's not the soap. And dish detergent is harsher than you'd want to be using on dildos.
It's not a summer's eve kind of situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Those instructions... the wiping off and the deep cleaning ones both are also the ones you will follow if you are a person who owns a non-motorized sex toy in one of the following materials. Mm-hmm. And if you are, I would also like to speak with you because I have some questions.
These were new to me.
Stone, glass, Pyrex, and wood. What's making you so nervous about
splinters.
This?
Splinters.
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 I have felt the wood dildos. Okay. They are not going to splinter.
Okay.
They're incredibly
mahogany.
Yeah, they are. I don't know if shellac is exactly the thing, but they've clearly
it's the
got some
word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me tell you about how I know all this stuff, because this is actually really kind of funny. So back in the first inception of Ask a Clean Person on the Hairpin, someone asked about cleaning sex toys. I think actually what happened was that I was like in the comments every week being like, when's someone going to ask about sex toys?
Don't you want to know?
Someone finally felt bad and emailed and was like, since you seem to really want to talk about this, how do you clean sex toys?
You could just tell them, you know, you don't.
I mean,
I guess it was ask a person. It wasn't like get told
it's
by
not
a
the
clean
rack,
person.
Right. So the rack column isn't, I'm not bound by Q&A. And here's the thing. People ask me this all the time if I ever make up questions. No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't. One, because I generally don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And
have
two, because I just feel like it's part of the social compact I have with the readers that I'm not passing something off as real that isn't real.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. There's part of it. So I got that question. And then there were a whole bunch of other sort of auxiliary questions. And I went off on a field trip to do research. I went to two places.
Where'd you go?
I went to Babeland.
Of course.
And that was where I learned all about the wood and the stone and the Pyrex and the glass. So they were so good to me. And in fact, when my book came out, and all this information is in my book too. When my book came out, I did an event at Babeland.
Awesome.
And it was great. It was a very, very fun event. But they took me all around the store. They literally showed me every single kind of toy. Talk to me about the material, talk to me about the motors, talk to me about how to clean them, gave me general tips and tricks to know about, which we're going to talk about today also. They were just wonderful. So, I mean, I just can't say enough for the experience of Babeland. If you're a person who feels nervous about buying a sex toy, it's a very positive place to go. They'll make you feel
helpful.
Good. And you know what? If you need to be left alone, they're very sensitive to that too. And so they will leave you alone. I mean, they'll ask like, do you need help? And if you say no, they're going to back off.
It's a good customer service experience.
It really is. I think that's one of the big things that sets them apart so much from other places. It's not so much the inventory that they have, it's the way that they approach the customer experience. So Babeland gets a huge, huge thumbs up and a huge thank you from me for all the help they provided.
They also won't judge you for giggling.
No, they let me giggle a lot. So that's where the stone and the glass and the Pyrex and the wood comes from. And I gave all of those toys a hand job. You know, I was in there like, doing the jerk off motion on the toy. I wanted to feel them. Okay. Speaking of the jerk off motion, yay. This leads us right up to cyberskin. Woo. That is more commonly known as the fleshlight.
Do they have like a patent on it? Are they the only ones?
No.
How much like skin does it feel?
It feels a lot like skin. Ugh. So when I did that event at Babeland, there was there was a fleshlight like right on the table where I had my book set up, and we had laid out all the different kinds so that I could pick each one up and say like, this is what, you know, motorized silicone or what. So the fleshlight was just sitting there. Mayor, I spent the entire event finger banging the fleshlight. I couldn't stop. I don't know if you remember these things from when we were a kid. There were these like kind of rubber toys that had water inside,
they were like squishy. I don't know what the point of them was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the point was like proto fleshlight.
Maybe.
Oh, because little boys had them. Oh.
All right. Let's move on.
I heard a groan from the booth and I feel successful. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it does feel quite real. And like once you start finger banging the fleshlight, you can't stop. It's really addictive.
I've never actually been, not to get gross, but I have a fleshlight in my pants, so I've never experienced a fleshlight in real life.
Okay,
so.
Well, next time we go out, we'll come down to my hood and we'll stop by Babeland before we go out for wine, or maybe after we go out for wine.
maybe in the middle
of
wine to start, wine to end, fleshlight in the middle.
And we'll finger bang a fleshlight together. It'll be a real bonding experience for us, Mary.
Yeah. Want to know how much it's like skin?
Yeah. Yeah. So it does feel like skin. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more dense. Okay, let's not spend too much time talking about the fleshlight, actually. Let me just talk about what you need to know about cleaning. Here's the thing about fleshlights, about cyber skin as a material. It's very sensitive. It doesn't react well to being overly washed. There are mineral oils in it that can be stripped from the washing.
Just like humans.
But you do want to wash it. So a fleshlight will actually turn inside out. So I'm not going to say what just came into my mind because it's too horrifying. Has to do with childbirth. Yeah, not going to talk about it. So you want to clean it. You want to turn it inside out because obviously that's what you're inserting into the inside of it. You don't want to clean the outside of it. It doesn't matter.
And you've never had enough nightmares in your life.
Yeah. So mild soap and water, just a very, very small amount. Dry it completely when you're done, but when you're drying it, be very gentle with drying it because it can like flake off like real skin, actually.
How similar is it to washing a human fleshlight, I guess, is the question, but
No, it is different in a way. I don't know. When you feel it, you're going to understand this. Okay. So let's wrap up this segment with the porous materials. Mm-hmm. Let's get to those porous materials. So
What are they?
Here is what they are. There are four of them. There's hard plastic. There's jelly rubber. I think of the four, jelly rubber is probably the most common one. Mm-hmm. I would say that if you're looking at toys and you know that you are a person who shares, maybe opt instead of jelly rubber for silicone. It's going to be easier to keep clean. But if you love jelly rubber, I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah.
The third one is elastomer. And the fourth one is...
Sounds like a wizard.
thermoplastic elastomer, which is called TPR. So those are the four you want to look out for. Those are the ones that even after washing can still retain bacteria and STDs. Those are the ones that if you're sharing, you must use a condom. To clean them, same thing as the motorized silicone and stainless steel. Clean with soap and water. Wipe dry completely.
I mean, just make your life easy and get a stone one at that point.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
I just feel like that sounds really cold.
Yeah.
The stone ones. Here's the one.
But maybe free. You could just find one outside.
So you reacted to wood. Mm-hmm.
I think rightfully. Splinters.
Here's what the one that still takes me like crazy aback is glass.
Yeah, that's fair. Ah! That's fair.
I do not want shards.
Like, are shards worse than splinters? I guess they, yeah, yeah. Let's rank how bad they would be. Or just gravel from the stone. That's the other, that's another nightmare.
It's like that saying, like when you're like in a pissy mood and someone's like, "What's wrong? You got sand in your vagina?"
Yeah.
Like, no, gravel. My dildo cracked on me last night.
Just really use that thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, on that note, this is a good time for Meredith and I to take a break. We will be right back to take some reader questions about cleaning sex toys and accessories.
And accessories.
I mean, this is racked.
Yep.
We love accessories.
We love accessories. We
love accessories. this is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
If you're listening to this show, you've probably used Tinder, you've probably used OkCupid, and maybe you're bored of these human dating apps. Want to play matchmaker with some more interesting couples? Food couples? Say, drinks and cheese? Well, you can now with the Wisconsin Cheese Cupid app. What beverage complements your cheese? What cheese complements your beverage? Wisconsin Cheese Cupid has the answer. Just choose beverage or cheese in need of a soulmate, and Wisconsin Cheese Cupid will do the rest. Feeling a bit adventurous? Pairing Roulette will create a random yet perfectly delicious pairing for you. So if you're sick of swiping left and right, put aside the dating struggles and make a match that'll satisfy even the loneliest of the lonely. Go to cheesecupid.com or find Cheese Cupid in the App Store. Happy matchmaking.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. My guest today is RAC National's Meredith Haggerty.
Hi.
Hi. We've been talking about sex toys.
Yeah, we have.
We were saying we love that the idea of this cheese app.
Yeah.
Very into it.
It's very romantic. Yeah. I thought it was like humans and cheese, but it's other food, like drinks and cheese, and that's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It fits our theme today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to like stump for the ads, but
yeah. Stump for the ads, man. Paying for this.
Thanks, ads.
This highly professional operation that I'm running over here. All right. So we have been talking about sex toys. We've got a couple of tips and tricks to go over before we get into our very excellent reader question. Mm-hmm. And so I want to give those to you now. Here are some tips and shortcuts. The first two things to know about. So we went through the very easy washing instructions. It's not like cleaning. It's not like none of you have an old sock and some dish soap around the house with which to clean your sex toys.
Yeah, this isn't one of the ones where I had to Google, like, you know, what is this product? Because you know so many products.
I do know so many products.
And I know soap. Yeah.
Yeah, you know soap.
So this I got a handle on this
one. You're like, yeah, I'm familiar with that. I know soap. However, there are other things you can use if you go into, really kind of any store that sells any kind of sex toys is going to have toy wash. Those usually come in a spray bottle. So you can spritz a little on a paper towel and just use that to wipe off the toys. That's great. They also tend to sell toy wipes, which come in those little individual packets like moist towelettes. I mean, they are moist towelettes.
They're moist towelettes
for your butt plug.
Yeah.
And so those are great. Those things are great because you can toss them in like a bedside table drawer and very easy. The wipes are great if you're traveling, which every time I say that, I think of this scene. So I love the show The L Word. Mm-hmm. And there's a scene where they're going on a cruise, and there's a couple who are attending the cruise together, and one of them packs all of these sex toys and then gets like pulled out in the security line.
Just a bunch of motorized
stuff. So every time
stuff,
I talk about traveling with your toys, I think about that scene from The L-Word.
Yeah. And so, and how important it is to travel with your wipes as
and
well.
And your wipes as well.
Just because you're on a cruise doesn't mean you're taking a vacation from cleaning your sex toys.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mayor.
You're welcome.
That's very important.
They also usually like will give you those wipes, I feel like, when you bought like two of them, so that you know, like, hey, buy more of these wipes, which yes, I think is a good sales
which is
tool.
A good sales tip. Yeah, exactly.
Not that I know.
Yeah, how do you know all this stuff, Mayor? Okay, so those are great things to know. They're just easy, you know? Here's one other very important and very good tip. And this comes from Babeland. I've repeated it so many times, I feel like it's my own, but credit where credit is due. Don't clean your toys with anything that you wouldn't put inside you.
That makes sense.
So genius, right? Yeah. Such a good way to think about it. So a lot of times it's tempting to grab like a Clorox wipe. Don't do that though, because yeah, you wouldn't put bleach. I mean, maybe
if
you
that's
would.
Your thing.
If that's your thing.
Well, if that's your thing, then you probably have a whole other podcast to listen to.
Actually, no, I feel like this is
this
the
is,
podcast
actually
to listen to if that's your thing.
Yeah.
So that's just a very, very good rule of thumb, I think, in terms of thinking about what kinds of things to use to clean your toys, mm-hmm, right? Not everyone is gonna feel okay with that and with this next tip, and that's totally fine. But if you do, I would really, really encourage you to ask at the store where you're buying your toys. Ask, I mean, go to a place like Babeland where you're gonna feel really comfortable doing so. Mm-hmm. Ask lots of questions. Ask about what's porous and what's not. That may be the deciding factor between one dildo and another.
Yeah.
Ask about how to clean things. They're going to tell you.
Yeah. That's ask for help.
Ask for help.
Yeah.
Ask.
You can't do everything on your own.
Ask a clean person. Mm-hmm. Ask a sex toy employee. Ask away, mm-hmm, is what we want to encourage you to do. If you're too embarrassed, I mean, obviously, like, everyone knows this, but I want to say it anyway. If you're too embarrassed, use Google.
Yeah.
Use Google. Get information about the material type.
Don't like listen to like Reddit or Yahoo Answers though. Like
be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah, be careful.
Ask the internet, but like discerning.
Yeah. Yes, that's a very good way to put it.
Yeah.
So, you know, look into the material type the toy is made of, find out if there's anything you need to know, like if it is porous or not. Look up cleaning instructions. Last thing, totally simple, but people forget this all the time. Follow the manufacturer instructions. If the manufacturer instructions say do not boil, do not boil, which leads us perfectly into today's reader question, which Meredith is going to do a dramatic reading of for us, and then I'm going to answer.
I always want to do an accent for this, but it's never a good idea. Okay.
Everyone always does. It's the funniest thing. You can do an accent.
I mean, I could, but I can't.
Okay. All right.
Could just do like a Boston accent, I guess. Okay.
No,
yeah, beautiful.
Oh, you have
from Massachusetts.
I forgot.
But now it's too much pressure.
Okay. Don't do it.
Maybe just halfway through it'll...
Next time.
It'll sink in. Okay. So this question is from Susan. She says, I hope it's not too late for your sex toy episode.
Not too late, Susan.
Nope. I have a question for your expert, and this has been driving me nuts. If the attachments on Wii Vibe toys are silicone, then why can't they be boiled? I guess I have a second question as well. How well does saddle soap really clean? Leather dildo harness. I like that that's its own sentence. Some occupational hazards include lube and other stuff. If I saddle soap it up, is it actually getting clean? For reference, it has a stitched leather main part and straps, rubber O-ring, removable, and metal snaps. Cheers, Susan. Bless you, Susan. Bless you for sending that cheers.
Okay, so first of all, I have to address something. And Susan, I mean this with love. Mm-hmm. Susan writes, I have a question for your expert. Susan, I'm the expert. It's me. I'm the expert. Okay, so here's the thing. I want to start with her first question about the Wii Vibe toys. Being silicone, and why can't they be boiled? They can't be boiled because the heat of boiling water will like make the motor go kaput. That's the reason for it. Yeah. So
it's not like it's gonna rust or something.
No, it's not gonna rust.
That was my thought. That's what I was telling myself.
It's because the heat of the boiling water is gonna be too much for the mechanics of the thing. So that's what it is. And how I know that is that when she emailed me, I went to the Wii Vibe site to look into it.
Huh.
And so that's why I say, and I don't say any of this like to like school. It's a very good question.
It's a great question.
It's a great question. But I want to just reinforce that if you have a question, go to the manufacturer website because you're going to find your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or ask Julie. Yeah.
Or ask me because I'm the expert.
Yeah.
I'm the expert.
You're the expert. It's you.
I'm cleaning sex toys. And I care. I really care. See, these are the things that you can't ask Martha.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because Martha claims to not know what a dildo is.
I definitely don't think that that's true.
Yeah.
Bless her. Like, bless her heart and soul.
Bless your heart, Martha. And I mean that in a southern way. Okay, so the second question is a great one. And as Meredith said, this I didn't cover this in the racked column.
No, even though it's like basically clothing related because it's a harness.
Well, maybe we'll just do that for next year's.
Next year, yeah.
Next year's
harnesses, leather hat,
like sex swings.
Yeah. Oh, chaps. How to clean chaps.
Yeah. Okay. We'll just do a whole leather daddy.
How to clean edible panties. Not that you would need to. You shouldn't
them.
Do them. You shouldn't do that. But what if they? I don't know. What if you like drop it on the floor, get a little dust on it?
5 second rule.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Solve that one. Never mind. How do you clean nipple tassels? Okay. I'll come up with more. We'll talk about this
okay,
later.
Okay, yeah. Your Valentine's Day accessories. Mm-hmm. That'll be our Valentine's Day post next year. Yeah.
Clean a whip.
It's,
okay.
Here's the thing. It's not impossible, but it is a challenge. Because now I've been doing Ask a Clean Person for 5 years. And so it, like, does present a challenge that at a certain point you're kind of, like...
Yeah,
I run out of Valentine's Day topics.
I mean, like, you've already done, like, lingerie and stuff, but you need to do,
we did lingerie and chocolate last year.
Gotta do the opposite of lingerie,
yeah.
Which is stuff that's made of leather.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so she wants to know, how well does saddle soap really clean? So I actually want to back this train up a second, because
mm-hmm.
Susan knows something that maybe not everybody else in the whole world knows.
Susan's head of the game.
She is. Which is that whenever you have anything that's leather that you want to clean, you want to use saddle soap, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's soap that is designed for use on saddles, which are leather.
Mm-hmm.
You find that wherever any kind of shoe care products are sold, like shoe polish.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my Duane Reade sells saddle soap. Like, it's literally right next to the shoe polish.
You don't have to, like, go to a farm.
It's not a specialty thing. Yeah. It's not a specialty thing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So
you don't have to go to, like, a 4-H club and, like, they make it in the back or anything.
I kind of wish you did.
That would be cool.
That would be fun.
Inconvenient,
inconvenient. So anyway, so here's how you use saddle soap. It comes in a little tin, just like shoe polish. You get a damp cloth, soft cloth, like an old t-shirt, old sock, since we're on the sock kick today.
Yeah.
And rub it on the surface of the saddle soap in the tin. A little goes a long way with saddle soap. And then in a circular motion, you rub it onto the leather to do the cleaning. Then you take your cloth and you rinse it, and you do one quick with just damp, though. You don't want to apply too much water to the leather. Do a quick wiping off, and then with the dry piece of the cloth, so like use the toe of the socks to scrub and the top to dry,
or get another sock,
or use the mate,
because socks come in pairs.
They do come in pairs,
which is like, so Valentine's themed.
Oh, this is so great, Meredith. You're so smart.
It's all coming together.
Buff it dry.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you may want to apply some leather conditioner, which is like, you can think of leather conditioner just like you would think of moisturizer for that we use on our skin.
Oh.
Right, because leather's a hide.
Mm-hmm.
As
we all are.
Yeah. We have a hide.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put moisturizer on so that we don't dry out and crack. And leather conditioner is going to do the same thing for your leather. Put a very, very thin layer on and then let it dry on and then buff it out. Mm-hmm. And that's all you need. It's basically body lotion for your leather.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's how you clean leather. Susan wants to know how well it cleans.
Yeah.
Very well.
Okay.
It's designed for use on saddles, which are filthy.
Yeah. Horses are probably dirtier than sex.
Yeah.
Depending on.
And like riding, there's a lot of grit that comes, and then you have a sweaty human sitting on atop, mm-hmm. astride,
mm-hmm.
the saddle. So there you go. So yes, it cleans very well. It's going to take off the lube. It's going to take off the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Dot, dot, dot. That was
dot,
a good.
Dot, dot.
I liked stuff. Her. One, the single sentence that was leather dildo harness. Very Ernest Hemingway. Just that being a sentence.
Yeah.
And then the dot, dot, dot other stuff, which I thought great comic timing. And then you end it with a cheers. I was a big fan
cheers.
Of this question.
Cheers, Susan.
Cheers, Susan.
So that's how you clean your harness. As for how often to do this, I would say, here's the thing about leather, you know, again, because it's a hide, you know, it doesn't love to be like overly washed, kind of the way that our own hide doesn't love to be. Like, we overwash ourselves. Mm-hmm. I think I still wash myself.
The French don't do it that much
frequently. Yeah. So I would say sort of as needed mm-hmm. basis.
Not like every time or anything.
I mean, no, I don't think you need to do it every time.
I mean, I guess it depends on your like frequency of leather harness usage.
Yeah.
Harness usage.
And how much stuff gets
on. Other stuff.
Sometimes things last longer than others. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like you're putting your harness through more.
And if something bad happens then, and like you get cut or you spill jelly on it, then like probably you clean it. But like if not, you can maybe go another couple rounds.
Jelly?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm getting so much insight into
what I'm just hungry. I haven't had breakfast.
Okay, now I get it.
Pizza, olive oil, just listing things I'm hungry for.
You're hungry for olive oil?
Yeah, we're in an Italian restaurant.
We are. I really want pizza. Okay, we've just gone way afield. That's kind of it. Are there any other questions you have? Like, did I miss anything? Are you still befuddled by anything I've said?
I mean, I'm really excited for next year's
leather just excited for the leather daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I didn't tell you. So the next part, here's the thing I forgot to tell you about the field research I did.
Oh, yeah.
So that original Ask a Clean Person that included all the sex toy stuff also had a question about the leather, cleaning leather harness. Mm-hmm. So I first went to Babeland and I got all the toy information. Mm-hmm. And then I went over to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I went into a leather daddy shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do it right.
Go to the source. And I ended up talking to the nicest guy. Mm-hmm. He was like an older, like bear leather daddy. It was great.
I don't think you meet mean people in sex shops, you know?
No.
That would be a bummer.
It would be a wicked bummer.
Yeah.
Huge
bummer.
There you
bummer.
Go. Ugh. There. I just gave you that the intro to it. Yeah. So I talked to this guy, and he gave me all of the info I needed with the saddle soap, the leather conditioner, all that. One other thing, and also it was just, like, incredibly fun and funny. I remember the day very, very clearly. It was a couple of years ago. There was an incredibly warm day in January. And I remember this because I decided to, it was so nice out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that it was January because it was dry January. Oh. I wasn't drinking. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll walk. I mean, the walk from my house on the Lower East Side to Chelsea is not that long anyway. But I was like, oh, I'm going to walk because it's so nice out. And I stopped and I got myself a Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee on the way as a treat because it was dry January. I wasn't drinking. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have a nice iced coffee, which is also like such a Boston thing to have done.
It's a real treat to go to Dunkin' Donuts.
And I was wearing the hilarity of me imagining me walking into the shop like with my Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee and this outfit. I was wearing a bright green Lily Pulitzer puffy vest.
Uh-huh. Yes,
oh,
you
yes,
were.
I was.
Yeah,
yes,
you
I
were.
Was. And so, like, I, like, skipped into this, like, leather store and was like, hi, I have a question.
Some cleaning questions.
But the guy was super nice. I mean, I guess he just was like, maybe I just found it charming that I was, like,
I mean, maybe just a cool guy.
Yeah, he was a pretty cool guy. So here's the last thing that he suggested. He gave me all the saddle soap info and blah, blah, blah. But he also said, take it to the dry cleaner.
Oh.
Which I was like, what? And he was like, no, seriously. He's like, first of all, take it to the dry cleaner. He was like, you wouldn't hesitate to take a pair of leather pants mm-hmm. or a leather jacket to the dry cleaner.
True.
So any leather good is going to be okay. And he was like, and also, they've seen everything. And I was like, oh, I, you know, like, it hadn't occurred
That's
to
true.
Me, but it's true.
Yeah, they've gotten a lot of stains, you know?
So the only thing I want to suggest about that practice, which is a good one and I think you should do it, is just remember to be respectful of your dry cleaner. Because here's the thing I hear on the flip side of it from dry cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
Is that people oftentimes forget that there's a human involved.
Sure.
And they'll bring in things with, like, crusted on vomit.
Oh.
And, like, not have even made an attempt to, like,
You can like brush that.
Brush that away. Or even run it underwater, just like get them. You know what I mean? So so I would say that this is another instance where maybe just like wipe.
Yeah.
Wipe.
Something. Do your due diligence.
Yeah. Be kind to your dry cleaner.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing protruding. No protruding stains.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a good rule of thumb.
Indeed. On that note, this is a very good time to wrap this show up. I hope you all have had fun. Meredith and I obviously have had a tremendous amount of fun. A huge, huge thank you to my guest today, Meredith Haggerty of RAC National, and to our very, very new engineer, David. Welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast, David.
Thank you. It was very informative.
I promise next week will not be quite so blue.
What's next week?
Next week is Bobby Finger from Jezebel.
Yay!
Yeah, Bobby Finger is going to come and talk about office stain triage.
That is the opposite of sex toy cleaning.
Which is, but because Bobby is like constantly spilling on his shirt at work.
I feel
and,
that.
And he has a whole system down that I've given him over the years. We've been friends for a number of years. And then, actually, I just learned something really fascinating about Bobby that I'm not going to spoil, that we're going to talk about, that has to do with the neuroticism that involves
I'm very
people
excited
like
to hear
me
this episode.
People like Bobby. So yeah, we're gonna get a little neurotic with each other. So it's gonna be really fun.
Office stains.
Yeah. So very, very excited about that episode. Where was I? Oh, yes, I was saying thank you to people. Sorry. I was saying thank you also to our sponsor, Cheese Cupid. And today's music was, as always, provided by Rec Tech. Now that I have a whole new feeling about our music today.
Sexy music.
If you like what you heard today, and even if you didn't, it's not always like this, I promise. Please consider subscribing on Acast and iTunes and leaving a rating and telling your pals about this very weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thank you to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.